Zombie cars. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. If you haven't seen the car hacking video on Wired.com, let me play a little excerpt. Reporter Adam Greenberg gets into an unmodified 2014 Jeep Cherokee.
Like many thousands of Jeeps, it can be remotely hacked through a cellular connection to its entertainment system.
By which he means those new radios that connect you to the internet instead of simply picking up a broadcast signal. And so Adam pulls out onto Interstate 64 in St. Louis, while 10 miles away, two of his hacker friends use a laptop to remotely run the air conditioner and even turn up the radio until finally, as cameras roll on both ends of this experiment, they gleefully cut the power.
So we're killing the engine right now.
I stomped on the gas, but the Jeep slowed to a crawl.
I'm stuck on the highway.
What did he say?
Oh, I think he's panicking.
I need the accelerator to work again.
You're doomed.
Seriously, it's dangerous. I need to move.
Now let me just say, if texting while driving can get you arrested, this should send you to Gitmo. But you see what this tells us? Our enemies won't need a dirty bomb, just a couple of hackers sabotaging cars and trucks during rush hour. Chrysler, of course, has issued a patch now, but judging by the gazillion patches my computer has downloaded over the years, that won't fix the fundamental problem, which is that the more complex a machine becomes, the more likely it is to be hijacked by insidious outside forces. Just ask the Republicans. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.